Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Who is this?
This is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah. Well, I was calling to see what kind of deal you got on this money today you want the loan.
All right, give me one second here, please.
I may have to get on another telephone. I can't hardly hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
All right, what's that 16-digit reservation code?
2311-0001-0039-4001.
All right, is this James Mashburn I'm speaking with here?
It is.
How you doing, James?
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
Good. Let me just, where are we at here? Yeah, are you calling from the office line there? Is this the cell phone for you? If we lose touch here?
This is my fax machine I'm talking on.
Oh, you're talking on a fax machine?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible. Huh.
Well, I've got one. That's
on
the fax
machine. That's right. I remember
that. I can make copies or I can...
Got you.
Whatever I need to do.
Yeah, James, what company are you with there?
Blue Nanny Farm.
Oh, do you mind spelling that for me?
Huh?
Do you mind spelling that for me? I don't have the company name on file for some reason.
What did you say? I can't understand it.
Could you please spell the name of the business for me?
BLUENANNYFARM LLC.
Alrighty, James. And let me just confirm some information real quick, and then I'll answer any questions you have. I have a billing address down as 4029 County Road 411, Grove Oak, Alabama, 35975. Alright. You guys are an LLC, correct?
A what?
You guys
LLC.
Are an LLC. And,
yeah,
how
I'm
long,
LLC.
Wait, how long have you been in business there, James?
About five, 6 years.
Oh, 6 years. Okay. Yeah, if you can tell me what you're looking to do there, then, you know, I can steer you in the right direction here as far as our programs go.
Well, first thing I want to know is what kind of interest rate they got.
Okay. Are you looking
ain't
at...
You should be wasting time if it ain't nothing right.
Yeah, are you looking at equipment there? Are you looking at some capital, some cash flow equipment?
Yeah, I'm looking at buying some truck and trailers.
Okay. Okay, truck and trailers. So, you know, when it comes to rates, you're looking at, we start in the mid-single digits, so, you know, we can go as 4% on the equipment.
How much?
4% is where we start at typically, and then it kind of goes up from there depending on how you look on paper there. How's the personal credit, James?
How's my credit?
Yeah, how's the credit?
I probably got about a 750, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so good. I'd say good. And then just to kind of go back on that, this would be, you know, we only do commercial lending, so more of a question I just have to ask you. This would show up on your business credit, so it's not going to show up on your personal credit there. And are you bringing on multiple trucks and trailers? Are you looking at just a truck and a trailer? What exactly are you looking
at? Probably another truck. I've got two trucks and a trailer. I'm probably looking at a couple more flatbeds and another tractor.
So you're looking at two flatbeds and then a tractor?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the price tag on those flatbeds?
What's the price?
Yeah, how much do those go for?
I haven't even checked no prices on them. I just know what I want, and then, you know, they say they'll loan me up to $250,000. I don't know. I just wanted to see what kind of rate it was or what kind of gimmick it was or whatever.
Got you. And so you don't have like a ballpark number, price tag on those?
No, I haven't even picked out none yet. I've got a flatbed on the road. I got a tractor on the road. I got another tractor sitting here at the house that I'm not even running.
Okay,
but
and go ahead.
I'm hiring another driver.
Okay, and you mentioned two flatbeds. Are these additional for the fleet there? Or are you replacing old one?
Yeah, I'm thinking about additional.
Additional, okay.
A couple additional. I like to have some sitting around where I can go get them loaded and wait on the man to get back. You know.
Got you. What about that? What kind of tractor?
You got to have two or three.
Got you. Understand. What kind of tractor are you thinking about bringing on?
It's around, probably around, I don't care enough about going over a 2000 model. I don't believe I want a new one right now. I don't think I want to go in debt for $100,000, $150,000 for a tractor whenever I can take a $20,000 tractor and go around and make the same money.
Yeah, it makes sense. Looking to spend around $20,000 on that used. Okay. And what did the business do last year in gross annual sales?
What now?
For 2015, what did you guys do in gross annual sales?
In direct what?
Gross sales? Top line revenue?
Gross sales.
Sales, correct.
I don't think I ain't in no sailing. I'm in trucking.
Well, how much money did the business generate?
Probably, you know, post 150,000.
100, but you know, before overhead, not profit, but top line revenue. So 150,000.
Before overhead.
Yeah, before overhead.
It's probably 150,000.
Okay. And what does the business do exactly there? Are you guys transporting produce, or what exactly are you guys doing?
Yeah, transport freight.
You guys
steel, mostly.
You guys transport produce and steel?
Yeah, steel, lumber, anything you haul on a flatbed.
Okay.
I go through brokers.
Got you. Okay, and is there kind of like a time frame in which you're looking to bring these units on? How soon are you looking to bring on this equipment vehicles here?
Oh, I ain't looking for it real soon. I just called to see what kind of deal you're gonna have on there.
Okay.
I ain't hurting for money, but you know, I could expand my business a little bit, but. Like I say, if it's interest rates out of sight and stuff like that, I'm not even interested in it. But if you're talking 4%, 5%, 6%, yeah, I might be interested in 100,000.
Yeah, that's where we'd be starting at. You know, you have good credit. I mean, if you're up at 750, you're definitely going to be in one of our better programs, for sure. And ownership breakdown: do you own 100% of the company there, James?
Huh.
Do you own 100? Are you 100% owner?
I'm the only owner. Yeah.
Okay. All right, James. Is there?
My equipment paid for.
So you do you have some current equipment that's been paid off?
Yeah, I got all my equipment paid off.
Okay. Any other loans with the business?
Hmm.
Do you have any other loans with the business right now?
No.
No loans. Okay. Well, what I'd like to do here, it seems like you're kind of still in the early stages there as far as bringing this on. Is there a good email? I could shoot you off, you know, just the information we would need to proceed on your file, you know, when you do get a little closer to pulling the trigger on these items.
Is there what?
Do you have a good email address that I could send you off some information?
Yeah. Oh, BlueNanny55@yahoo.com.
So just BlueNanny55?
That's right. Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. All right. Yeah, James. So is there a vendor that you typically go through for these items? Have you picked one out, or are you probably still shopping around, it sounds like?
I go shopping around, and I get on the internet and purchase trailers and stuff like that on the internet if I need it.
Gotcha. All right, James. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to shoot you off, the one-page application. I'm going to just pinpoint what items we look at as far as working up a proposal.
I got one right here in front of me. It says business loan application, business ad.
I'm going to shoot you off one that's a little more geared towards specifically equipment and kind of save some time for, you know, when you do decide to see what we can do for you. And is this the best number to reach you at if I follow up with you later in the week or early next week?
No, if you want to talk to me, you can call 256.
All right.
505.
All right.
8476. I keep that in my shirt pocket all the time.
Gotcha. All right, James. Yeah, it was nice speaking with you, and I'm going to shoot you off an email there. If you have any questions, you'll have my direct line in the signature of that email. Feel free to call me here. And, Yeah, I'd definitely like to see what we can do for you, you know, when it comes a little closer to the time when you're bringing that up.
You're not affiliated with that Linden Tree, are you?
Linden Tree? No, no. Why?
Well, that's the one come up on my computer just now. It says Linden Tree, 15-year fixed, long 275%, 30-year fixed, 338, 5-1 on 263, and today's mortgage rate is 3.21.
Yeah, that's not me. That's not me. No. I'm going to...
That's part, it just come up.
Yeah, I'll get that shot. I'll shoot that out to you in the next 15 minutes or so, James, and then I'll try you back next week, and we'll kind of see if, you know, if you picked out some items and gotten a little closer to actually bringing on the equipment, all right?
Well, I'm going to talk to you on another phone because I can't understand half what you said on this one.
Okay, I'll call you on that other line, all right, James?
All right.
All right, we'll talk soon.
What's your name?
It's Gabe.
Spell it.
G-A-B-E.
G-A-B-E?
Yeah, like Gabriel. Gabe, yep.
All right, well, give me a holler back.
All right, James, we'll be in touch soon.
All right, good night.
Take care. Bye.